Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online, sunburymotors.com. This is D-Day. 79 years ago today. I think in the end it was like 2 million that hit the shores and made their way and had to fight their way yard by yard into France in order to free a continent, free people, save the world. Many lost their lives that day. There are large cemeteries with crosses and stars of David in it. The people who lost their lives that day to do what they could to essentially save the world. It's something that young people can't relate to what they did. They're called the greatest generation for a reason. The sacrifices they had to make, the effort that they had to make, and the cause that they fought for . And a lot of lives were lost doing it. June the 6th, 1944. Unbelievably, next year will be the 80th anniversary of it. We wanted to make sure on this show we never forget. Even though I was born 14 years after it. My father was involved in Korea.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, and a fabulous service department that backs it all up. With great technicians. I mean, the best. Great technicians. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. So, last night, we mentioned the Stanley Cup. Easy win last night. Easy win last night for Vegas. They have dominated the series. They played great. They head now to Sunrise for Game 3, and they're up 2-0. Meanwhile, Nuggets and Heat play tomorrow night, and that game will be in Miami, tied at 1 apiece. And
Jeez, I mean, that's... That's... They made the big adjustment. Let's give credit where credit is due. They made the big adjustment. They started Kevin Love. He'd been forgotten. They got him in the lineup, made a big difference. You know, got 10 rebounds, scored some points inside, gave more physicality. His outlet passing, of course, is, as I mentioned yesterday, is the best I've seen since Bill Walton. So, just fabulous. So that was the big adjustment they made. And now we'll see how Denver adjusts. They're the ones that have, they now have to be the ones to adjust. I mean, everybody has to adjust. That's always part of what the basketball deal is. Now, in a series, no matter what the series is, you have to adjust. The problem is the team that wins, we got to adjust. We already adjusted. We're good. The team that loses knows they have to adjust because they lost. Okay. And that's obviously the big part of this. You know, the adjustments that they're going to have to make. And they have to, I think for Denver, a big part of this is they have to be better defensively defending the three. That's one. Okay, that's pretty obvious. But they also, I think, simply need to go out and hit some shots. And there's a simple reason behind that. I mean, when you look at Jokic, like, oh, you know, Jokic had 41, but he only had 4 assists in the game. Well, guess what? I mean, part of that is, okay, they forced him to be more of a shooter. Okay, that's one. That's one. But he made some quality passes in that game, and guess what? The guys catching it didn't hit the shots. That's a, you know, that's a big part of this. I mean, your ability to hit the shots. And that will be tomorrow night. So, yeah. And, of course, we've been talking mergers today. Yeah, and I go back to, I mean, history tells us what I've been talking about. History tells us over and over again that fans just want to see the best. And leagues thrive when the merger happens. Okay. And let's get back to one I've referenced a few times. CART and IRL. Yeah, it's racing. Okay. But it's an example of when it gets out of control and is not solved, it can take something that is considered to be great and it can kill it. It can kill it. And that's essentially IndyCar racing, and look, I know how much Kevin loves it. I mean, I understand, you know. This is not trying to be funny or cute here when I'm talking about, you know, Kevin loving racing. But it is, I've referenced it a few times. That split lasted 12 years. 12 years it lasted. And they ran something called the U.S. 500 at in Michigan, opposite the Indianapolis 500. And for 12 years, the Andretti's did not race at Indy. 12 years. Many of the biggest stars were locked out of the world's biggest race in the prime of their careers. Michael Andretti, Al Unser Jr., Jimmy Vassar, Alex Zanardi. I mean, these are some of the biggest names in racing. And Indy's going along, right? And they're trying to play hardball with these guys. And the Indy 500 drew 250,000 fans, right? This year, you know, which is great. But to be honest with you, they've never recovered. It because the entire racing series, people watch the Indy 500, they don't watch anything else. Pocono doesn't ever race. I mean, they're finding some spots to run. But you look at, let's see, 1996 goes 12 years, right? I mean, these are the winners of the Indy 500. Buddy Lazier. Okay. Now, this one's good. Ari Leyendyke, they needed that. Eddie Cheever. Kenny Brock. And Juan Pablo Montoya. Then you got Elio Castroneves. Right? Gil DeFerrin. Buddy Rice. Who are these people? The late Dan Weldon. Sam Hornish. Then he was married to Ashley Judge, Dario Franchitti. They're no longer married, but Dario Franchitti. But they had all these guys. He's looking around like, hey, people watching the Indianapolis 500 for 12 years. It was almost the fans would go in and either watch on TV or watch in the racetrack, and they felt like the two groundskeepers in Major League as the team came out, and they looked at each other and said, who are these guys? I mean, that's the way it was. Who are these guys? And 12 years wasted and not giving the fans what they wanted. Okay? I go back to what I was talking about, the 8-9 split last week with the SEC. And everyone, you know, Twitter making a big deal about everything. Eli Drinkwitz, what he said about NIL. You know what? That's fine, right? That's fine. That's a story. But who wrote the story about what he said about we should be giving the fans what they want? He's the one that got up in front of everybody and said, let's talk about the fans. When do your guys get up and talk about that? And all this stuff happens, and nobody seems to give a you-know-what about the fans. 12 years this happened. 12 years. Okay? Adrian Fernandez was interviewed 2 years ago about this. And he said, so sad what happened. No one won, and our series got destroyed. All parties had huge egos that no one thought this could happen, and it did. Saddest day in motor racing by far, 25 years later, and it hasn't recovered to the levels of popularity CART had. I hope it recovers soon. That was a quote from Adrian Fernandez 2 years ago. Now, this merger with the DP World Tour, LIV, and the PGA Tour won't be perfect, won't make everybody happy, but it's going to make the fans happy. The fans don't care about the politics of stuff. They don't care.
Steve, you have a perfect comparison there with IRL and IndyCar.
Well, go ahead. You can continue.
Well, no. I was just saying it's a perfect comparison because I watched the 500 that Kenny Breck won, and I sat there the entire time, and this is after a couple of years of not watching it, going, who are these guys? I mean, they're guys that would probably make the field, but you'd be looking at 30, 31, 32, 33 in the field. But they were now becoming the premier guys in a race that is supposed to be the premier race for every race. And the guys that you expect to be there were, as you said, out in Michigan.
Well,
It destroyed it.
But the problem wasn't just that they were in Michigan. I think Jimmy Vassar won that U.S. 500. It wasn't the fact they were in Michigan. Okay, it'd be one thing if they were in Michigan for a year. Right? But they were not at Indy for 12 years.
Yes.
Okay, and that's an entire generation lost. Right? At least golf in this particular year, the big names still played in the two majors, the Masters and the PGA. But the tour is more than just that. You don't think the great fans up in Canada would love to see Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka play this week? Of course they would. They want to be there.
And that's the point I was going to just make there, Steve. You just started to make the point for me because you have guys like, I want to see Phil Mickelson play. I want to see, I enjoyed the Masters because I watched Phil play. I watched Koepka play. I mean, these guys that are on the PGA right now, I don't know who they are because I don't watch it that deep, okay, for one thing.
Yep.
But you're not getting the fan like me to watch this unless you have those names that I recognize.
I mean, it's you go back to the CART IRL split, like, you know, a guy like Emerson Fittipaldi, for example. He's not racing in the prime of his career at Indy. Not doing it. Hey, they reduced the IndyCar series in the mind of the casual fan and in the mind of many fans to just the Indianapolis 500. Nobody pays attention to any of those other races anymore. If they had not had the split, people would have kept paying attention to some of the other races. Maybe not to the same extent of the Super Bowl, but it would have. And I think that, you know, the stubbornness, the egos that get involved in stuff like this. I mean, look, every merger I talked about, okay, in the end, you've got to think about, somebody's got to think about the fans, right? You're sitting there and you got the ABA and the NBA and they're going at each other. Well, guess what? They merged. Guess now Julius Erving's playing in the NBA. David Thompson's playing in the NBA. Right. George McGinnis is playing in the NBA. Artis Gilmore is playing in the NBA. WHA and NHL merge. Wayne Gretzky's now playing in the NHL. People forget Gretzky was in the WHA. He wasn't in the NHL when he started his career. Right? Now he's playing over here. Okay? The USFL is not a merger. They fail. But now Jim Kelly's playing in the NFL. Steve Young's playing in the NFL. Herschel Walker's playing in the NFL. Reggie White's playing in the NFL. Right? And that's what the fans want to see. They want to see the best
go against the best. They are not into the politics and the egos of it. You need to have people sit in a room and think about the fans. Hey, you can come up with solutions that are not perfect for both parties, but are workable. But at the same time, somebody has to sit down and say, you know what, all we're doing in here right now is that we're really messing with the fans. It's the triangle. I always talk about the triangle. You can't have the games without the players. That's true. Well, you can't have the games without having owners who pay money, and you can't have any games or a race or a golf tournament without fans. No fans, no tournament. No fans, no race. No fans, no game. And I brought up Cart IRL ever since the start. I've always used that as a prime example. I said, don't do what they did. They're an example of how you can destroy yourself. It's a shame. By the way, do you remember what the name of the trophy was that the U.S. 500 winner got?
No, actually, I don't remember that.
It was the Vanderbilt Cup.
Really? I never knew it. I had no idea it had a name.
It was the Vanderbilt Cup.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing was they tried to make it seem like the Indy 500, but it's really tough when you're working on an oval and not four corners. It's hard to sell that product that way.
Yep. And it just... It is a perfect example of how stubbornness, egos, and greed can take a sport to the brink and cause it, in an attempt to recover, to take decades to recover. Just like the baseball lockout in 1994, has baseball ever really fully recovered from that? Now, they've come back further than auto racing has. But greed can destroy you. Now, I realize you already gave the sales staff a pep talk today that greed is good. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. Back tomorrow. And then coming up on Thursday, Tony Knopp and Dick Girardi on the Belmont Stakes. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.